Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, welcome to Busting Balls. I'm Pat Caputo, along with the webmaster, Evan Jenkins. The NFL draft is coming up very, very shortly. And we've had mock draft after mock. We've had enough mock drafts to last us a lifetime. You know, who hasn't done a mock draft? Caitlin Clark, do you one yet?
I think so.
You know, are they going to put it up on ESPN, her versus Reese Olsen, and see who had the better mock draft or – you know, whatever. I love the mock drafts. Don't get me wrong. I love the draft gurus and all that. But I try to take a little bit different take and view on it and try to dig a little bit deeper. You know, like the column that I wrote about the five players that could be the next Amon-Ra St. Brown or the next Kobe Turner and some of these other players that are taken in the fourth or fifth round, dig a little deeper. And I don't always agree with the mock drafts, which kind of at the end kind of all look the same. This is definitely, you know, the Vikings are now going to make the trade and get J.J. McCarthy and all that. Pro Football Focus agrees with Mel Kiper, agrees with this. And, of course, Billy Bob, the blogger, you know, from his basement. But here we go. I'm going to do this today. I'm going to take the top prospects at each position. I'm going to tell you if I agree with the consensus top pick at that position. And then give you somebody else maybe that I think is a bit of a sleeper. And here we go. Quarterbacks. Obviously, Caleb Williams is the top pick. He's going to go to the Bears. And truthfully, Evan, I think he is the best quarterback and should go to the Bears. I know that Drake May's got a lot of things. Obviously, Jaden Daniels was terrific. And I've loved Jaden Daniels as a player for a long time. Going back to when he was a freshman, it beat Michigan State. We were there. We were there, Evan. And J.J. McCarthy, I think, is going to be an excellent pro. So, and the one interesting thing is in this whole draft is what's Denver going to do? Will they take Bo Nix at 12? Or, you know, would they go with Penix? I don't know. But it seems like Bo Nix is going to be their pick at 12. And I look, Bo Nix kind of checks all the boxes, but he doesn't check them exceptionally as far as I'm concerned. You know, I mean, he's got some speed. He's a good passer. He's played in 1,000 games. He's played a whole NFL career in college. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I'm not sold on it. But the quarterback that I would look for to maybe pop here is Spencer Rattler. Spencer Rattler is an underrated player at this point of his career because he was the thing. Then he was a disappointment, and he was a knucklehead. But actually, he showed some maturity last year, and they had a couple big games in which South Carolina stepped forward. So I like Spencer Rattler as kind of the wild card of the quarterbacks. And I would say the best chance to be the next Brock Purdy, and he won't go Mr. Irrelevant because Brock Purdy was so good. Now, they take quarterbacks later in the draft with picks. That would be Michael Pratt from Tulane. Experienced, productive, has mobility, accuracy. Obviously, he's not the raw talent that some of the other quarterbacks are, but he certainly would be in the mix. So that's how I look at the quarterbacks. Running backs. The best running back, I think, the consensus is Jonathan Brooks from Texas, and I don't have a problem with that. He's obviously very good. I don't see him in any way being a first-round pick or somebody trying to get him like the Lions did with Jahmyr Gibbs last year and some of the other moves that people have made. But the back that I think is going to be the best NFL player is Trey Benson from Florida State. Rare combination of size and speed. You know, he's a big back with sub-4.4 speed. Productive player in college after, you know, he got over, you know, from Oregon to Florida State. I like Benson a lot as a running back. And generally, as a general rule, I'm not big on the running back classes here. Those are the backs and Jalen Wright from Tennessee. that I
what
see.
What about the kid from Wisconsin?
Braylon
back.
Braylon yeah. Allen. No.
Man, okay.
Just not, you know, well, you know what? You never know. But there's not a lot of zip there. All right.
Okay.
He's not going to run through tackles. He's not going to have, like, you know, half of the state of Wisconsin named Paul Bunyan blocking for him at the level that he's at. The closing speed, all those different things. I just don't see him as projecting to the NFL as a frontline back. But I wish him well. You know, there's others like Will Shipley, people like Will Shipley, but he had a major injury. Blake Corum. I love Blake Corum as a college player. And it wouldn't surprise me if he does reasonably well as a pro, but I don't see him like some of the other backs that came out, like Charbonnet, what he did last year. I think Charbonnet is a better pro prospect than Blake Corum.
I think he's bigger, too. He's a different player.
Yeah, but one thing about Corum, man, there's a heart there, you know, and he's strong. You know,
that's for sure.
He gets low. You know, he doesn't present a big target, so there's some things you can say about that. I'm not saying I'm right about it, but you ask me what I think. Benson's the back that I think is really good, and then followed by Brooks, who actually is the consensus best pick. He's from Texas. Wide receivers. Marvin Harrison and Malik Nabers, they're 1 and 2 on all the draft boards. Odunze is right up there, potential top 10 pick. But actually, I think the best receiver in this draft is Brian Thomas, junior from LSU.
Okay.
He's 6'2", 6'3". He runs a sub-4.40. He scored 17 touchdowns last year. And I don't, for whatever reason, we get into buzz things, you know, Nabers.
Yep.
Those guys are great. They are, both of them. But I like Brian Thomas to be the big star coming out of this class ahead of those guys. The other player that I think is really good is Keon Coleman, your buddy from Florida State.
Oh, yeah. He's got all the intangibles.
Yeah, he's big receiver. You know, he trusts himself a little bit. Not as sold on Mitchell from Texas as some people are.
Seems like a John Ross to me.
And Leggett had a big year, but there seems to be some consistency. But all these guys, Xavier Worthy, you know, has got that great speed. Ladd McConkey is a tremendous player. Tremendous player. All these guys are really, really high-end players. Really high-end players. So when I look at them, just it's like picking, you know, what the flavor you like best at the, you know, the ice cream shop. You know, and I think Brian Thomas is going to be the best one. So you ask me my opinion, that's the one that I like a lot. Tight end, obviously, Brock Bowers. You know,
yeah.
He's a generational talent. He's incredible. So there's not a lot to not like about him. The tight end that I think is going to come into the league and start right away. He's versatile. He's a great blocker. Receiver is Ben Sinnott from Kansas State. You know, I like him quite a bit. Jatavion Sanders from Texas, a little inconsistency. I've seen Cade Stover play a lot of football. He's okay. You know, I don't see him as being a great NFL player. And Eric Gall from Iowa played at Michigan. I think he's got a chance. And I did like what I saw in the postseason games, the couple that they played from Devin Culp from Washington. I think he does have a chance to possibly play in the league. Offensive tackle, you know, a consensus pick, Joe Alt from Notre Dame.
From Notre Dame.
Top 10. He's obviously really good, but the player that intrigues me the most, and I definitely see him going to the Chargers if he's there, is a right tackle, actually, Talese Fuga from Oregon State. That guy's a mauler. He reminds me a bit of Penny Sewell.
Okay.
The same MO, man, thick body, tall, you know, I mean, just a mauler. I like him a lot, you know, of the offensive tackles. I'm not sold on Ole Fanchenu. I know he's, you know, reputedly a great pass blocker of what I've seen. J.C. Latham from Alabama, you know, a lot of people love him, and he's big, and he's got light feet and all that. I'm not sold on him. I certainly don't like Mims from Georgia very much at this point. I think he's going to struggle in the league for a while. The player that I would look at and like is Jordan Morgan from Arizona State. Arizona is a player that's underrated in this draft. And it wouldn't surprise me if he pops up a little sooner than what it shows in the mock drafts. At guard, I think the best guard in this draft is Christian Hayes from Connecticut.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You know, it's a knock on him. He's got short arms and all that. But last year I identified him, and he didn't come out. But I think he's going to be a really good NFL player in that smaller space. I think the consensus pick is probably VB or a tackle that gets kicked down, whether it's Graham Barton or Fontenu from Washington. But, you know, Graham Barton is an X factor what position he plays. I've talked about him since we started talking about this draft because of his versatility. I don't see him lasting through the first round because he can play tackle, and he also projects as a center or a guard. So, but Graham Barton from Duke, I think, is an outstanding player. The interesting one to me is Jackson Powers Johnson from Oregon. Is he really that good? Is he worth taking in the first round? I would suggest you no. I think he's okay. Good. But I don't think he would be an ideal first-round pick unless it's late and, you know, there's a team that specifically targets him, like Green Bay's looking for offensive help, and Detroit Lions are also looking for offensive help. The center that I like later on in the draft actually is Drake Nugent, who played at Michigan.
Yeah,
he's a real good football player, and I think he'll play in the NFL. And he's being underrated in the draft. Defensive end, the consensus first defensive end is Jared Verse from Florida. I would think that, but I don't know. It depends on how you look at it. I look at it more as edge, so I'll put the edges in with the defensive ends. I think the first player off the board is kind of obvious at the edge. It's Dallas Turner from Alabama.
Yep.
The more I look at Dallas Turner, the more I like Dallas Turner. I think he's going to, you know, a team like Atlanta, you know, takes him and that could really spur their defense. Because they haven't had an edge rusher since, like, Vic Beasley or whatever, you know, and that they ended up going to the Super Bowl. So I kind of like him going in the top 10. Jared Verse is a different player than people think. You know, we've always talked about him like he's super edge, like he's Will Anderson or something. No, he's actually a bigger, powerful player. He's got some zip and everything, but he's not like, you know, super, hey, Khalil Mack, you bring him off the edge and he goes. He's more of a defensive end. And I think he's going to be a real good NFL player. And, you know, I like Darius Robinson from Missouri because he can do a lot of different things. He could stand up and help you. He could go in and actually play a little bit of a version of three technique tackle as a 3-4 end. I think he's a good football player, and he's come on, gotten better every year. And a player that I would look at that I like a lot, it's, and I mentioned this in the article that I wrote, he's one of the guys, is Marshawn Nealon from Western Michigan. You know, he's raw, all right? He's raw. He doesn't have a bunch of tricks and moves, but he's powerful and fast. I mean, you run a 4.7, 5.40. And you're almost 270 pounds, and you can stand up or play down. He's almost got similar physical traits as, you know, he's a little shorter, but we all know Aiden Hutchinson had short arms.
Yeah.
But, you know, Nealon has got a good MO, and whoever gets him is getting a real good football player and great value if he's, I don't see him lasting past the second day, you know, but I could see him probably being a third round pick, but. He should be sooner than that, actually. Defensive tackles. I thought it was Zerhan Newton, but now they're calling him Johnny.
Yeah. Johnny Newton.
So I'm sorry. Number five. I guess that's what I'll leave him. He's number five. I love this guy, man. I watch him all year. You know, everybody identified him. He's a really, Evan, he's a really good player. Yeah, he is, man. You can't miss him when he's playing. Big number five. Classic three technique tackle. I like him more than I like Byron Murphy from Texas. But
okay.
Murphy's a really good player. And looking at it late in the draft, there's two kids. Michael Hall from Ohio State. Somebody gets him in the third round or fourth round. He's going to play in the league for a while. And so will Chris Jenkins from Michigan.
He's a big kid.
You know, those guys, they're going to be starters, I think, in the league. I think they're both pretty good. Linebacker, you know, my favorite player in this draft, again, another Michigan kid, is Junior Colson. I thought he was the most underrated player on Michigan's defense last year. I know Grant got, you know, he chased down the kid from Penn State. They got Will Johnson. And Sanders Strill was great. But I love the consistency of Junior Colson. So an off-the-ball linebacker, you know, an inside linebacker, you want that type of consistency. That kid always comes and he's always bringing it. He hits. He can run a little bit. I like him a lot. And I'm not that thrilled with any of the other players. You get to the edge. I think there's controversy about two players and how good they are. One's Chop Robinson from Penn State. I already mentioned Turner's. Turner's clearly the best player to me. The other one's Leitu from UCLA. Now, a couple of years ago, he retired, you know, because of injury. Transfers to UCLA. He's a real good pass rusher. Power. He gets home. He does get home. He's got closing speed. I like him better than I like Chop Robinson. Chop Robinson to me is a player who's, you know, people don't. He's like 250 pounds, and in the NFL, he's going to get engulfed. I don't see him just blazing to the quarterback. And what people don't realize is that edges also have to play against the run. They also have to set the edge. So I'm not sure he's going to be somebody that kind of a one-trick pony type of guy unless he improves in the other parts of his game. Because obviously Chop Robinson's a tremendous pass rusher.
Absolutely.
You know, he didn't get home as much, but we saw it against Michigan when he played. He was a pain in the ass in Michigan. Those are the guys that I look at. And Luther Ellis's kid.
I know. You know. He's a good kid. Good player.
Yeah, real good player from Utah. You know, look, man, he's like Luther in that he's kind of thick and he's, you know, strong, but he's smaller and faster. You know, I mean, obviously he's an edge. He's a very productive player at Utah. And sometimes players at Utah, they get overlooked, but they end up playing in the league. And he's, you know, his second day, third day, he's good value, man. I'll tell you, I don't see him as a first rounder at all. And of course, cornerback, I've talked about Quinion Mitchell, so I've been blue in my face. You know, I mean, he's clearly the best corner, but I'm not sure anymore. You know, Cooper DeJean, comes off a couple weeks, you know, of just preparing for the combine and just hit like massive home runs at the at his pro day. He's a freak, all right. He's a freakish athlete, and so is Quinion Mitchell, by the way. You know, if you're 6'3" and you run a 40 in under 4.4, all right, you're a freakish athlete. Cooper DeJean, 6'1", a good 200 some pounds, hits really hard and makes plays. You know, he could play multiple positions on the field. You could use him at
good return man.
Yeah, he'd be good on offense. I mean, great on offense, actually.
Saw what he did against Michigan State and that punt return to win him the game. I mean, some guys just have it. You know what I mean?
He does.
Yeah.
And for fun, just go look at his basketball highlight. It's not like Mac McClung, you know, but it's kind of a poor man's Mac McClung. You know, he could have played Division I basketball in a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
And, you know, he's incredible. And I obviously Arnold's real good. And here's the guy that's rising. It's Kool-Aid McKinstry. And look, it's not from my observation. It's just talking to people. Who say that Kool-Aid McKinstry, somebody told me, knows their stuff. Okay, so it's source. Blame them, though. Don't blame me. that he is the best of the cornerbacks at mirroring receivers. That is, he does that specially well. And there's a couple of TJ Tampa from Iowa State, physical, big, runs well, really hard to get off the line against. We'll set the edge for the run, and Kamari Laxeter from Georgia really helped himself at the combine by how well he did all those drills for a bigger cornerback. So those are the corners. There's a lot of good corners. Sandistro from Michigan is be a good, and also don't sleep on Max Melton, Bo Melton's brother. The guy just blazed all the tests, and he was a good player at Rutgers. You know, real good player. So he's somebody that it wouldn't surprise me if he snuck into the first round. I know it sounds ridiculous because he's not ever mentioned there, but that would be somebody who's just been utterly impressive and is a very good football player.
Just need one team to like you.
Yeah, just need one. He's pretty good. I guess that's it. You know, I went down that, checked that out. I think it gives you a little more perspective than just a mock draft. And those are my opinions on it. We'll have drafts coming up here before the 24th when the draft kicks off in Detroit. And appreciate any feedback that you give us and like us, Apple iTunes Store, Google Play Store, Odyssey.com, Pacaputo98 on Twitter. That's the easiest way to get it. The King of the KFC for Evan. And look at the Facebook page and the Twitter pages, now X. On 97.1 The Ticket. It's all posted up there and cycled. So we appreciate the support. Appreciate you listening. Till next time.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.